This conference will now be recorded.
All right, I'll call the Community Development Committee meeting to order. It is 5:33 on Monday, February 8th. Sarah, you want to do roll call, please?
Yeah. Councilmember Fagerly?
Here.
Councilmember Butterfield?
Here.
Councilmember Davis?
Here.
And Councilmember O'Brien?
Here.
And for the record, Planner Swedberg and Shelby Lindrud from the West Central Tribune are also present at this time.
All right, thank you. Item three, discussion items. Does anyone have any items you want to discuss? Otherwise, we'll move to the action item. Guess we'll move to the action item. That's the formation of the Planning Commission Comprehensive Plan Task Force. You're going to take that, Sarah?
Sounds good. All right. So we have long talked about, the Planning and Development Department has been working on the comprehensive plan for a good while now. We contracted with Mid-Minnesota Regional Development Commission to help us with this effort. It's quite the undertaking, and it's certainly not a project that only staff can do by ourselves. And so we took care of that partnership about nine to 12 months ago. It's been a while. We have finished all of the data development phase. There's a few pieces that are ongoing, and obviously we'll update everything once 2020 census information becomes available, which we're excited for the timing of all of that. Included in your packets is a long list of about 51 items that have been collected and gathered as part of that initial data gathering phase. And next up, we will be launching into really the development of the comprehensive plan document itself, as well as the community outreach and engagement piece of the comprehensive plan. And so what staff has proposed is creating a planning commission kind of work group that will be led by the Planning Commission, but also involve up to 8 other kind of community volunteers to be involved with that. We have reached out to a number of stakeholders that we think would help bring representation of the community to that group to participate. We're working on developing kind of a volunteer job description, if you will, so that people signing on understand what they will be participating in and how they might be involved. This is a one-time project. It's a short-term working group. It'll be around for about 9 months. In your packet, we have kind of a rough schedule. So right now, staff is working on kind of a base template for the 2040 comprehensive plan, obviously including all of the maps and the data that we've pulled together. This will all also be put into that hub site that was approved at our last Community Development Committee meeting and City Council. And those technologies and software solutions will help us kind of disseminate a lot of this information and share things. And that will be how this comprehensive continues to live on in the future. Our plan with this work group is that staff will send about 4 chapters at a time to the working group to kind of vet, add additional details. Maybe there'll be some kind of specific questions for the community or specific kind of topic-oriented engagement workshops that they want to hold with staff's assistance to develop those chapters. And then staff will take all of that feedback back and create the comp plan itself. So this style in creating this work group will allow us to have a lot more community representation that was not as prevalent in the existing current comp plan, which has been our goal with it the whole time. After each work group or after each chapter is reviewed, there's about 16 or so chapters. It's a pretty lengthy document. You know, we cover, it's comprehensive, right? So we're covering lots and lots of ground, really everything specifically related to land use, so transportation, future land use, housing, industry, commercial, the whole nine yards will be covered in such a document. And it really provides Planning Commission with kind of our vision and our steering direction as they continue to approve land use items and capital improvement plans and all that kind of stuff. So after each work group has reviewed each chapter, staff will go back and work on a list of kind of ordinances and policies and different things that we think need to then kind of be put in place and become our action items as we move forward to make these comprehensive plans or this comprehensive plan get into working order and continue to see that progress in the community. Again, I mentioned staff will post those work group vetted chapters and different things on the hub site. That hub site will really be where we continue to share information and provide updates. We're working on getting contracts and everything squared away this week. So that should be, the development of that should be up and running shortly. And it shouldn't take too long for us to see that hub site actually drafted and up and running for the community. I also mentioned the engagement workshops. You know, those will kind of be interspersed depending on what particular topic and chapter we're working on at any given time. We want to recognize that a lot of engagement will happen through the hub site and online, but not everybody has access to internet, and it's really important that we think about equity in that process and make sure that we also have some work groups and opportunities for people to participate in a non-online way. Once all of that has happened for every chapter, there might not be an engagement workshop for every single chapter. There might be three or four in there. Staff will then finish compiling the entire comp plan. It'll get presented to Planning Commission and then eventually come to City Council and Committee and City Council for full review and vetting. So we anticipate that taking about 9 months. Again, there's about 16 chapters. We anticipate giving each chapter about 2 months to get worked on. Again, four chapters at a time. The work group will be set up, so there'll be four Planning Commission members appointed to that work group. There's nine Planning Commission members total, and then each Planning Commission member will kind of head like a sub work group that will really dive into each chapter and work through those questions and getting community involvement with those different topics. So it would be staff recommendation to authorize Planning Commission to form that work group for the development of Willmar's 2040 comp plan.
All right, thank you. Questions from the committee? All right. So Sarah, I think the last one we did was 2009. Maybe?
Yeah, correct. It took about 3 years for that one to get developed. It started in 2006 and was officially adopted in 2009. So lots has happened since then.
Yeah. And this should be more extensive than that report then, right?
Yeah, we're using that as our base for a lot of the chapters. So a lot of the topics will be similar and we'll expand on a few of them and also receive more community inputs and different things. And then again, putting it in this hub site and using ArcGIS would really help us keep it up to date and not have to go through such an extensive updating process in 10, 20, 30 years down the line.
So Mid-Minnesota, are they still working with you then on it?
Yeah, so. Yep. It'll continue to be staff in Mid-Minnesota, primarily Justice Walker, their planning director. We will continue to work with them through this process.
All right. Now, I did tell the mayor about this, so he's aware. So you have four members from the Planning Commission that'll be on it. And then you need eight individuals from the community.
Correct.
And you might have a couple already that want to serve, or?
Yeah, we do. And we're trying to think about with those eight, obviously representation is important, right? So do we have, a business member, a business community member? Do we have somebody representing who lives in Willmar, but maybe represents more of the county level and thinking about how Willmar plays in that world, and all of those different kind of facets that play into those chapters so that we can really bring in the right people when we're having those conversations.
Because he was concerned that we don't get good attendance from people or have people sign up for this. So hopefully there'll be enthusiasm for this.
Yeah.
It should be a very good project.
Yeah. And that's the goal with having, you know, another on top of Planning Commission, having another 8 community members involved is to really to bring that representation and help more people in the community see themselves in those roles and understand how they can really play a role in the creation of such an important document.
So do you need a special budget for this, for any meals or anything like that, if there's some late meetings or?
Not at this time. That's one thing we've discussed. We also have a couple different, specifically in the realm of public health, SHIP, the Statewide Health Initiative Program, and a few others have come forward with interest in involvement and maybe some grant dollars to kind of do some of that, some specific targeted work. But at this point, there's no additional funding requests.
Okay, so your staff or you will be looking for grants. Okay. And then once this is completed, it is a guide. It's not set in stone. It's just a guide for the community in the future.
Yeah, so the comprehensive plan is really the steering document, especially for Planning Commission as they're making their land use decisions for, you know, maybe it's a rezoning, maybe it's a conditional use permit, maybe there's a plat or a sub, you know, large subdivision coming forward. It really helps set that, it kind of helps set the vision for where we're going. And then within each chapter, our plan is to really, we don't want it to just be a document that's created and then, you know, we wash our hands and it sits on a shelf. We really want each chapter to have kind of actionable policies and ordinances and things that help us reach these goals that we're setting with each chapter.
Okay. Mr. Butterfield, you have a question?
Yeah, for the citizens of Willmar to get on this, who would we have them contact? You know, if we got somebody in mind that's in run it by them, see if they'd be interested, who would we have them contact to get on that?
Sure. They can certainly contact the mayor, I'm sure. They can also contact the front office staff at the city, or myself or Dave as well. We're working, like I said, we're working on kind of what that job description looks like. Obviously, it's not a paid position. It's a volunteer position, but we want to be really clear because we do want effort put into from this group. There will be some things that this group does, and we expect from this group over the next 9 to 12 months. So we want that to be really clear from the beginning so that they know the commitment that they're going to be participating in.
All right, Councilmember O'Brien.
Excuse me. Do you remember the Hamlin study about 3 years ago that was here?
We had which study?
Up at the golf course in Northern. The Hamlin study was a study of the council and city government. There was 32 of us that were chosen. The reason I bring that up, there was a lot of good people on that council. That it might be a good idea to look and see who they were and maybe contact some of them because they are very much volunteer. They know the city quite well.
Sure. Yeah, I can certainly look more into that.
Councilmember Davis, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I was wondering, you said you already have some people in mind for it. How many are left that you need?
I would say, I mean, at this point, we want to see 8 others involved. We probably have 3 or 4 that have I don't want to say names at this point because we haven't reconfirmed with them if they're still interested, but at this point I'd say we had a solid three or four people that were interested in participating, but again, we haven't reconfirmed with them because we just kind of had them in the wings waiting for us to get to this point where we would bring this group together. So you know, ultimately we need up to 8. I think at this point we probably have at least 2 or 3 people that are definitely committed to being involved.
So if we think of someone, we should just send them to you.
Yep. Okay. Absolutely. I would rather have more people interested than we have seats for.
So if more people than 8 want to participate and they want to be regular, you'll take more?
I think in that case we might, well, I'm not quite sure what we will do, but we will, if there are people interested in being involved, they will certainly have a place to be involved. Absolutely.
All right. Any other questions? So what would the committee like to do? Approve the Planning Commission's formation of a 2040 comprehensive plan work group? Decline the request or gather more information?
I think we should make a motion to approve it.
All right, we have a motion to approve. And Councilmember Butterfield, do you second that?
Yes, I'll second that.
All right, further discussion? We have roll call then.
All right. Councilmember Butterfield.
Aye.
Councilmember Davis.
Aye.
Councilmember O'Brien.
Aye.
And Councilmember Fagerly.
Aye. Well, that passes.
There you go.
4-0. Okay. Future agenda items. Do you have anything, Sarah, that you want to discuss or not yet?
We don't at this point, no.
Okay. And department updates. Administrator Graham has put it on over the weekend, so I'm not sure if everyone saw the different updates, but community development was in there. So if anyone has any questions on that. Otherwise, we need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you all. Stay warm.